Diana, you've got a news story for us this week.
Yeah, that's right. Researchers this week have found the very cells that make up the internal compass of migratory animals. Now, these cells are able to detect the position of the animal in relation to the Earth's magnetic field. And they do this because the cells themselves contain a magnetic component. Led by Stephen Eder of Ludwig Maximilians University in Munich, the international team took cells from the olfactory organ of a trout, that's the trout's snout, and placed them in a strong rotating magnetic field under a microscope. Now, because of the way in which these cells had been prepared, they were able to move freely as the magnetic field in which they were placed rotated. And when the magnetic field was applied, only the magnetic sensory cells would follow the movement of that field. Now, in previous years, researchers have found it rather challenging to identify these cells because the exact location is quite often a subject for debate, and because in order to work effectively, these cells have to be few and far between. When the team did identify the magnetic cells, they discovered that for every 10,000 epithelial trout snout cells, there were only about 4 of these magnetic sensory cells. The researchers believe that the cells contain the magnetic substance magnetite, which is about as magnetic as you can get in naturally occurring minerals. And the next question was, given that these cells cannot rotate freely when trapped inside the tissue of a living animal, how do they signal changes in the magnetic field? So in the trout cells, these crystals of magnetite are locked inside a cell membrane, and the researchers hypothesise that they cause the membrane to stretch when pulled in a particular direction by the Earth's magnetic field. So at a cellular level, it may be that this membrane stretching induces a signal to the animal telling it which way is north. And that work is published in this week's edition of PNAS.
And they think that that effect is going to be sufficiently sensitive to pick up a magnetic field of the same strength as the Earth, which is, of course, important if it is going to use it for things like navigation.
That's right. In the experiment, they actually ran a field that was very similar to the Earth's natural magnetic field.
That's fascinating. There was another paper recently that looked at, I think they were looking at pigeons' noses because people had said there's iron there, and they unfortunately found that it's nothing more than the avian equivalent of snot, because they found that the iron that was in the avian nose was in cells called macrophages, and they use iron as a cofactor in enzymes, and macrophages just eat bacteria and other infecting agents. So unfortunately for the pigeons, it wasn't to be. Thank you very much for that, Diana.